Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Well, hello, 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 hello. This is George Gaumont, and I am back. Wow, it's been a while. I had computer issues. That's why I was gone. I didn't love you guys. It was like my computer died. The motherboard died, and everything stopped functioning. So I had to get my computer fixed, and it took forever, and it was a long story, and finally got it back up and running this weekend, I think, or Friday or whatever. So it was like I was all buzzed out on Friday. And okay, so I'm back. So hopefully everybody's doing well and had some time to think. That's a dangerous thing about what I want to do with the show and where I want to go with it. Changing, not dramatically. I do pretty much the same thing. Want to make the show pretty inspirational. It's about being happy, getting to that place of happiness in our lives and the principle of love. I came up with this really cool motto, and I got some callers, and I'll get to you, but I will tell you right away, I don't know if you think this is like this pure psychic show. It's not. Okay? I'm an intuitive reader. I'm a soul reader, but I don't tell you about what's going to happen in the future. It's about how you're going to get there. I don't like to do a lot of predictions, and I'll talk about your past lives, and I'll talk about where you're at, and I'll try to read you from a medical intuitive and a soul intuitive. But the future, because I'm really, I did about 20 years of psychic stuff, psychic reading. And the more and more I got into the law of attraction, the more and more I realized that we create our world. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our beliefs create our world. So even if somebody predicts something and they're really accurate with a prediction, if you don't believe it, and if your feelings and your emotions and your beliefs are contrary to what's been predicted for you, because the universe knows what you're going to want. It's like, oh, we're going to put it out there for you, but if you're in conflict with that, it won't happen. The best predictions in the world don't happen. So it really is about you. It's about you getting to that place. So I'll take a couple callers in a minute if you're in tune to where I'm going with this whole thing. If you got it, if you understand where I'm coming from. And so let me give you my motto that I came up with. It's kind of a cool motto, I thought. It was a really cool thing. I got some people. I think the 904 area code is first, and then there's a 903 area code, and then a 224, and I'll just list. Then there's a couple people after that. So, but those are the first three, and I'll take you in a minute. But let me come up with my motto, because a couple things I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about why is there fear in the world. Why do we have fear? If we're all God's children, why do we have fear, right? Get into that after some calls, because it's really important. And because especially what's going on in Paris and the world and some of the wackiness that's going on around us, why are we such fear-based, right? We'll talk about what soul readings are. And we'll talk a little bit about biscuits. Ooh, biscuits. I'm into this new project. I have to do with baking, vegan baking. Cook. I've been watching a lot of movies on cooking and shows on cooking, and I watch the Food Channel and the Travel Channel, and I'm all into eating healthy, cooking healthy foods. I think that's my next big hobby, is really cooking. Love, and I made some biscuits, but we'll talk about that later. Talk about biscuits, got some articles, but let me give you my motto. My motto is really simply, I want to live in the moment. I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to live in the future. I want to live right now in the moment. I want to feel good and appreciate what feels good right now. Now, I'm turning whatever problems over to the universe and say, okay, source, God, you take care of it. I'm just going to enjoy my life right now. I'm going to find things that feel good. So that's connecting to my source, my God, and saying, okay, I got a problem. I'm going to give it to you, but I'm going to feel good. I'm going to find something that feels really good, that's really funny, interesting, kind of enjoyable right in the moment. And that's my motto, and that's kind of like years of studying the law of attraction. And it really is about feeling good. So whatever's going on in your life, if you can get to that place, of feeling good, of appreciating the moment. We're living in the moment, not projecting, oh, the past, my mother, oh, my father, oh, my brothers, my sisters, or, oh, what's going to happen to me in the future, oh, the futures. So many people are they doom themselves because of their negativity. So let me get back to the calls, because you wanted to talk to me about whatever. So it's 904, that's an interesting number, 904, and then a 903. You're still hanging in there, huh?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi there. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi there. Oh, I can hear you really, really well.
Oh, great. I can hear you just fine, too.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Pat.
Spell that.
P-A-T. Patricia.
Oh, Pat. I thought you said cat. I'm thinking, no, you're not a cat. You're more of a dog person.
More people than not think I say cat. I don't understand it, but it comes out as a P sound to me, but more people say, oh, cat.
So what's going on, Pat, on this beautiful Monday, whatever time it is there?
Oh, I'm just hanging out at work, and it's kind of slow, and I saw your show, so I thought I would just tune in. And
Okay, cool. So I didn't really have anything specific. Okay, but are you having a good year so far? Did you have a great holiday season?
Actually, unfortunately, I got very sick with the flu and bronchitis. So
you know, a lot of people did it. I had this ear infection thing that actually I blame my doctor for. So that's besides the point. Strange thing, right?
Yeah, I'm better, though. Today's the last day of my antibiotics, so I'm starting to feel my energy come back together a little bit better.
Well, have some fun.
Yes, I need to go do that. I've just been ill, so
but back to my motto, and having fun is necessarily not going on roller coaster rides. Having fun is finding something that feels good right now. If it's a funny book, if it's a funny TV show, if it's just something at work, it's even having some flowers. I forgot to buy flowers. Oh no, I have a story yesterday. No flowers, but having flowers and looking at your flowers, flowers just kind of make you feel better, don't they? Having a vase,
oh,
a vase, a
painter. I love flowers. Yeah.
See, just doing that, looking at your flowers, just makes you feel better. That's fun. Okay. Have a good one.
I agree.
Thank you, calling in. Bye.
Bye.
There she went. Okay, so a 903 would be next. So you know where I'm going with this all thing. So what fun things are you doing? What enjoyable fun things are you doing? Did you have fun this last holiday season? Yeah, mine was kind of quiet, actually, I think, if I remember correctly. I spent a lot of time with my daughter. My daughter's living with me now for a while, but she does have her boyfriend, and they're pretty close, and they're trying to work out their whatevers, and you know, they'll be moving in together, hopefully, who knows when, but because she's four months pregnant, and she's looking at Dad going, Dad, you get to be surrogate babysitter, oh, you could take care of your granddaughter, and I'm going, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, a couple hours, yeah, here and there, yeah, I don't know, I think when you get a certain age, you kind of go, yeah, I kind of went through that kid stuff, you know, like, you know, maybe I'm just having a bad attitude for the day, right? Okay, so let me take another call. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, but how are you?
I am fine, and speaking of grandchildren, I was taking care of my grandchildren over the holiday season.
That's good for you. Do you have a first name?
Yeah. Terry.
Terry. So what's going on with Terry? So did you was it good for you to watch your grandchildren? You love children.
I do.
Yeah, see, you love children. And not that I don't love children. And I'm not trying to be negative about this whole thing. But, you know, I think when you reach a certain age, you kind of go, yeah, okay, you can have them back now. You can have them back now. It's like, I'm done, you know. Yeah, I'm like, I got things to do myself, right? I went through that whole process of, you know, birth to 23.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's going on, Terry? You like it?
I was wondering about what is a love reading. So that's what I was calling in about.
Oh, you know, I'm kind of like what incensed love reading? You know, do you want to manifest love in your life?
Yes. Do I have it coming?
Well, of course you do. You always do. Now, I see, as I, the setup in the show is I avoid when, because I avoid when, and I'm really into how more than when, and how being, okay. how do you manifest love in your life? Do you have a list of things, and make it, don't make it a long list of things you want in a partner. Do you have that list going?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the simplest thing to do, and this is really easy, and this, you know, most people don't get this about relationships and developing a relationship. First of all, you have to get out of the house. First of all, you have to go places. You know, unless you want to marry the UPS man or have a relationship with the post person, you got to get out, right? And you got to get out and do things that you like to do. And that's like a key ingredient, because you need to find somebody, and this sounds like general advice, but Spirit says to this all, people all the time, get out, go to places, and what I'm sensing for you, what do they say about you particularly? Know your values. What's most important for you as in values, not so much interests. I think Spirit really emphasizing to you, what are your values, and putting it out there to God or the universe that this is what I'm looking for, as in the values in a person, okay?
Okay.
Because you know, and I've done this for a long time, and the general comment is that men can be real jerks at times because they don't appreciate you. And I think it really is, your value is to have a man who really appreciates you for you.
Yes.
And he's not a user. Men can be users because we can be selfish. We can be selfish, what they call them, rat bastards. Selfish rat bastards. I don't get in trouble for that, will I? I hope not. So I would say to you, yeah, put it out there. Have some fun. Enjoy. Get out there. You'll meet somebody, but you got to get out there. I don't know why I'm saying you need to get out there, but I just feel that energy around you. You just need to go to events and places and things that you love to do. But here's the key. And they're showing me a picture of, don't go to sewing circles or knitting circles or anything like that expecting to meet a man. Okay?
Right. Well, I don't go anywhere.
No, they're saying,
I love my home. And I don't do knitting circles or sewing things. I don't sew or knit. But I do paint, but that's a lone thing to do.
What they're trying to say is, don't go to places that was just primarily women.
Showing me
a picture of monster truck rallies. You know, it's like, go to things that where men hang out. You know, the kind of men. You got to pick places and avoid places where just it's primarily women. And go to places where it's men that you have kind of an interest in, or you wouldn't mind developing an interest in. You know, like for some women, I would say, take up golf, you know, or take up whatever. You know, it's like, take up an activity that you know it's going to be 80% men.
Okay.
that's a stretch for a lot of women because, oh, man, I don't want to take up bowling, or I don't want to take up golf, or I don't want to go to this, you know, monster truck rallies, or I don't want to go to sports bars and watch football with men. But, you know, or whatever it is, you know, find something that you might be interested in that you know men have similar values would go to. But you got to do the 80-20. We got to be overwhelmed by men.
Okay.
That makes sense to you? Because that's what I'm hearing from Spirit is how you get there is you got to get to places where it's primarily men.
Yeah, my problem is I don't go anywhere, ever.
Well, you got it. See, that's why they keep telling you, go somewhere. Forget about the internet. Just get out there.
Okay.
Yeah, no, don't do internet dating. I'm not against internet dating, and I've met some nice people on internet dating myself. But I'm really feeling for you is your personality will shine through when you meet somebody up front and personal, right?
Okay.
Go for it. You'll get it. Go for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go. Have fun.
Thank you.
No,
okay.
No, you got to call me back in about a month and say, yeah, I went out to these places and were primarily men, and I did meet some nice men, and I started dating somebody, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, tell me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just do it. Just do it. Bye now. She's laughing at me. She's like, no. But seriously, Spirit will tell you every time, I was going to kind of use that not so much nice term there, but every time you got to get out, you got to do something. You got to, and I'm really bad at that. So I admit it. I'm like, oh, it's not my personal advice. Spirit's like, you need to do this. So like this show, I'm going to channel my spirit guides. And they use the name Bob only because Bob is a really nice, easy name to remember. And it's kind of non-religious, and they wanted to avoid religion or a religious kind of aspect to a name, because they wanted to give you just spiritual advice, so they use Bob instead. And I'm kind of like, Bob, really? Seriously, you want to use the name Bob? And they keep saying, yeah, we like the name Bob. So I don't know why. You know, Spirit, you got there. We'll get into why fear is in the world, because they have given you this whole big, huge thing about why we have fear in our world today, and it's really kind of fascinating. But let me take a couple calls, and then we'll talk about fear and where fear came from. That's an interesting concept, isn't it? Where fear actually came from. Yeah, the back rooms, the devil, right? No, stop. No, devil. No. Hello.
Hi, this is Jill.
Oh, hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm okay. So my daughter and I are staying. Go ahead.
So where do you think fear came from?
I'm just going to take a wild guess. Balance.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea.
You don't appreciate one without the other. Balance.
Okay, or contrast or the other word. Yeah, that's a good idea. But I'll give you an answer. I'll give you what Spirit told me later in a few minutes. So what's going on with you?
Okay, my daughter and I are living in this home, and the woman really, really doesn't want us here, and we're really laying low, so I'm not sure why.
Why what?
She doesn't want us here.
What's her first name? What's her first name? If you don't have it, give me an initial, but give me some energy
Saturnina.
The word I get more than anything, and it feels like, is she doing this for money?
Not that I'm aware of. I tried to give her money, and she didn't want it, so I had to make her take it.
Yeah, the word I get is intrusion. Like she, you know, as much as people say, well, they want somebody to stay there and, you know, whatever money or not money, it feels like she kind of has a closeted little world, and like you're, Not that you're doing anything to upset her world, just she's just really sensitive to her world, okay?
Okay.
And I don't think it's about you as much as a person. It's a person. It is some personality, but it's more about her just, she's not accepting the idea of people coming into her world, okay?
Okay.
But she'll get used to it. She will develop, she will adjust somewhat. It's an old prejudice that she has, and she'll get over it a bit. It may not be the ideal place to be because she's like, it's walking on eggshells, isn't it?
Yes. But the husband's right?
Yeah, he's fine. She's just like, you know, some people are really space sensitive. I don't know if you know what I mean by that. They don't like people coming in their space because they're going to like, oh, you're going to touch my stuff, and you're going to move my stuff, and you're going to do this with my stuff, and you're going to, my stuff. She's a little sensitive, but she'll get over it. You're not a bad person.
Do you see us finding something else soon?
Do you want to?
Yes.
You know, I try to avoid predictions anymore, but I get kind of the words I get before spring, okay, within the next 60 days
roughly.
It's going
to be a while. It's going to be a while.
Didn't I say before spring? See, you're assuming I mean April, and I said before spring.
Okay.
Yeah. It really depends a lot on you, too, and how much you want to get out there and, you know, turn it over to the universe and go have some fun and know what's going to happen. Just knowing. It's just a knowing. It's a feeling. Yeah, it's going to happen soon. Blah. It's done. It's going to happen. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Why do you want to move? Why do you want to move?
It's really uncomfortable here. We don't have TV access like we would like or computer. The dog, I'm trapped with the dog because he barks.
It's an encroachment.
She makes us uncomfortable.
That sucks, doesn't it? Because she took you in, and that's really weird. But, really get out there. You'll find it soon if you just get out there, okay?
Do you see another person? Do you see someone else who would take us in?
Oh, of course. But you put your list out there to the universe. This is what I want. This is perfect. What's my perfect place? Okay?
Okay.
You'll get it.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we're back to manifesting again, folks. We're back to manifesting what you want. You know, how do you manifest? Well, back to my motto. My motto is find something that feels really good right now and something to appreciate right now. Do rants of appreciation, as the Abraham material would say, and turn the problem over to God. Always turn your problems over to God. It's not that, you know, you can't live in problem and solution at the same moment. You can't be focused on your problem. That's why the problem is, that's why asking about your problem all the time just kind of emphasizes the problem. But so it's all about just turning the problem over and finding something, you know, maybe, and look for something like in Jill's case, if you can't have computer and if you can't have television access, maybe that is an emphasis that I got to get out, I got to go other places, I got to do other things, I got to emphasize something else in my life, or I got to read more books, I got to write more, I got to do this, I got to do that. Maybe the universe is telling you, it's time to put some emphasis somewhere else. Maybe television isn't that important, or the computer, or maybe I need to go to coffee, you know, the library and look go online at the library. Maybe I need to meet people and get out. So think about, well, this has been closed off to me. What opportunities is this opening up for me? Is that what we're talking about, that fear thing? In contrast, if one thing is closed off, instead of getting all freaked out and sitting in the problem, I got to have this, I got to have that. Think about, oh yeah, what can I do instead? What doors does this open up for me versus the closed doors I'm beating my head against? That's just a little thought spirit threw in my at me about if you get a situation that feels closed off, then look for open doors, other doors to push open to do. Okay, another caller. Then I'm going to talk about fear. Fear. Oops, what happened? You didn't come online. Where are you? Hello?
Hello there. This is Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kelly. I'm back on the air. As I emphasized earlier, I had problems with my computer. What's going on with Kelly today? Do you ever remember the TV show Cheers?
Yes.
Are you too young for Cheers?
No.
And the Woody Harrelson character had a girlfriend, and he used to go, Kelly, 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 Kelly. So instantly I had this, Kelly, 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 Kelly. Oh, it's like this whole, he used to write little songs to her, and it's, okay, so what? Okay, I'm just having fun. Nobody ever sings Kelly, 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 Kelly to you, right?
Right, right. Well,
makes up little rhymes about your name, you know, sings you little love songs based on Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. Yeah, okay, well, we'll leave that alone. We'll just not go there. So what's going on?
That was a great show. That was a great show. Thanks for bringing me back there.
are you Irish and part of your family tradition, background, genetics, all that kind of craziness?
No, actually not.
Really? Yeah, Kelly's a very Irish kind of name, you know?
Yeah.
Did somebody in your family drink beer?
No.
Irish whiskey, you know. Oh, your dad drank a lot of Irish coffees and he decided to call you Kelly, right? No,
That's it.
So what's going on, Kelly? I'm sorry.
I guess I called in today because, first of all, welcome back. And there was something in the description of the show that kind of prompted me and inspired me to call regarding the soul. What does your soul want you to know? So that would be my question.
What does your soul want you to know? Not mine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, let's see. You know, you're going to help me. Oh, I don't want to do this, but I do this. What year and month were you born? I want to try to tap into your energy a little bit better. Your date of birth, even your astral. Oh, don't you?
Yeah.
It's only you and I and
a million other
people.
Do you want my year and month or my day and month?
Yeah.
Okay, 7.
Oh, what did I
say? I was born in July.
Yeah.
And the year is 1958.
You're a Cancer, right?
I am.
Ah, so good cancer. So, well, let me see what I hear, because this is really funny. This is interesting. They throw things at me, and I kind of go, what are you trying to tell this lady? You know, remember the Eagles, the group, the band?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're old enough to remember the Eagles, right?
Yeah,
they
course,
did a song called... They did a song called Take It to the Limit. Take It to the Limit One More Time. I don't know if you remember that song. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's just
the
lyric. But I think what the Spirit's trying to tell you, soul's trying to tell you, it's time for you to take it to the limit. Really push yourself in some area of your life. I don't know what it is. Are you creative?
Yeah.
Are you creative?
Yeah.
Well, okay, then they're saying you got to push your creative energy a lot. You just need to really start pushing that. Okay, and they're saying be really proud of who you proud is. Don't worry about the word pride, because a lot of people go, pride, that's bad. That's pride before the fall. No, they really say you need to be really appreciate and have pride and be proud of who you are as a creative person. You really need to believe in yourself. Okay, you need to just say, look at me, you know, not an overly egotistical way, but you got to believe in yourself more. Okay, so take it to the limit means you got to just get out there and say, oh, look at me, look, I can do this. Look, you got to show people or show yourself or, you know, just kind of walk away from whatever you're creating things and go, wow, isn't that a wonderful thing? Wow, look what I just created. So humility is one thing. We as humans can be too humble at times, and we have to take pride in what we do and just feel good about what we do. So it's time for you to feel really good about your creative activities. Does that make sense at all?
It does. It really does.
Yeah, but don't, you know, like I get the picture of, and Jesus talked about, don't hide your light under the basket, the bushel basket, you know, don't put your lantern under the bushel basket because nobody can see your light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's time for people to see your light. Even if it's huge, as a picture I get is like, even if you just relish in your own light, you know, like your own beam, just, oh, this feels so good. Oh, wow. Feels so good. You know, because that feeling will carry into other areas of your life.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
So you could call it self-esteem. Okay?
Yeah.
Not so much confidence, but self-esteem is a different term than confidence. It's just that inward feeling from your heart, and it's a love for yourself that you just let it grow and go, oh, I really love myself, and I love who I am, and I love my creative abilities, and I just want to share that with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay? Got it?
Awesome.
So go for it.
Yes. Yep, I will.
Okay. Okay, good for you. Have a beautiful new year. I would say stay out of trouble, but they're saying, nah, let her get a little feisty at times. You know, get out there a little bit. The name Kelly would indicate that you get it, mix it up a little bit. Okay? So mix it up a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Don't go to jail. Don't go to jail, but mix it up a little bit. Okay?
Okay. That sounds perfect.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care, George. Bye-bye.
Mixing it up. Sometimes we got to mix it up a little bit, you know, Kelly. Okay, so we're back to fear. So how did fear come into the world? So I asked Spirit that. I was laying in bed or something, and I take my dog out early, and then she get back. I try to go back to bed for a little while. You know, it doesn't always work well, but I try to go back to bed. Oh, wow. How much time do I have? Oh, I got lots of time. Cool. We can get into this. And then Spirit said, okay, let's go back into human history. Let's go way back into human history. Let's go back to early man, you know, like caveman type people, right? Okay? Now, this is an interesting concept. I'm going to go through this slowly, and I'll try not to rush through it. It's, you know, in evolution, whether you believe it or not, or the survival of the fittest, or the survival of certain things survive because they adapt well to their environment. Okay, that's the setup. Okay, so those who had fear, people who had a relative level of fear survived. Because if you didn't have fear back then, you know, like caveman time, you know, if you didn't have fear, you're the one who was eaten by the saber-toothed tiger. If you had a little fear, you saw the saber-toothed tiger, you'd look for cover. So those genetically who had some fear, those who ran to the edge of the cliff and said, I can fly, you know, they did, you know, their genes just kind of stopped there. Boom, done. You know, no more genes of that kind. So those who had some fear survived. So fear became part of our genetic structure. Now, some people say it came from God or whatever, but it really is those who had some fear and developed some fear of the environment around them. You know, they saw lightning striking and they went inside the cave. Those who stood out there and going, oh, look, lightning. Ooh, isn't that pretty? Ah! You know, those didn't survive. Those genes kind of wiped out. Does that make sense? But yeah, I mean, we're talking hundreds. We're talking a lot of time, thousands of years, but whether you believe that or not, but the time frame, but it was the survival of those who could have some form of fear. So fear became part of our environment and something that we had to have to survive, right? Okay, then this is the cool part of this whole thing, because we got fear now. We got people with fear running around loose going, fear, ooh, ooh. And then there are people, even back then, way back when, who would play on your fear, right? You got me? You know, like, let's call those the tribal leaders, right? That would evoke fear in people because you brought in the kill, and they would say, oh, well, you give me the kill, because if you don't give me the kill, I'm going to beat you with this club. So they would play on your fear, right? I mean, that's if people discover that early. If you played on somebody's fear, you could get what you want from them. You know, I'm going to beat you with a stick. I'm going to hit you with the club. I'm going to hit you with these rocks if you don't give me the thing that you just captured. Or I want your cave, and I'm going to, you know, I'm bigger than you, blah, blah, blah. So intimidation, people used intimidation on people's fear. So we developed fear, but then we developed this ability to use fear against other people. Yeah, that's a tough one, right? Now, let me give you a little thing that you may or may not agree with, but it's kind of a cool way of looking at it, and Spirit was kind of interesting on this part of it. I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but let's use the idea of early religion. Let's say call shamans or whatever you want to call it back then, or religious leaders of some form would use fear. You're going, what? How? How could they use fear? Okay. Lightning strikes and or thunder or natural disasters of some form. And there are those who got the idea that, wow, okay, if I can tell people that God was angry at you, and we're having lightning because those are the gods and they're kind of upset and they're mad. Now, but if you give me a certain amount of your crops or your animals or whatever you've captured, I will talk to the gods. And I will get them to calm down a little bit. You know, well, you know, just, you don't have to do it. I'll do it for you. I have this direct connection to the gods. And I will speak to the gods. So just give me this stuff and I'll do it, right? Okay, so people discovered really quick that they could play on people's fears that way. Ooh, yeah, okay, here's my fatted calf or whatever it was, right? Here's my pigs, right? Here's the deer I captured, you can have a big chunk of it. And will you pray to the gods or talk to the gods about my fear, about lightning? Okay, so lightning hits again and you're going, oh, wait a minute, time out. I gave you this and nothing happened and lightning came back or the thunderstorm came back. Wait a minute, you're not doing a very good job. And then the answer with that was, well, it's because you've been really a bad person. You've been kind of a bad person. And you got to give me more stuff because, you know, we haven't appeased the gods yet because you're still not a very good person and you've been doing really horrible things. And you go, well, what did I do? What did I do? You know, so they're saying, okay, give me more stuff. And, oh, no, you can't talk to the gods directly. I have to do it because you're not such a good person and only I can talk to the gods. So that's where fear developed, and we can see it in society today. There's always somebody that wants to speak to the gods for us, right? There's always somebody that wants to give me this, and I'll take care of it for you. Oh, don't worry, I can take care of it. You know, and you see that in all aspects of our lives. Oh, if you give me this, don't have to worry about being fear. If you buy this car, and it's completely safe, then your fear can go away because this is the safest car on the road. Really? They're playing on your fear. Aren't they playing on your fear? So that's where we got fear. That's what spirit told me. And you can believe it or not believe it, and accept it or not accept it. But I think it's a great story. And it's a great it's a great way of looking at how we got fear in our lives. It's because something we developed as a protection mechanism. We evolved having fear, and then people play on our fears. Ooh, wow, huh? Okay, so what are you going to do now? Anybody else want to call in and talk about whatever you're going to talk about? So don't get upset about your fear. Fear is part of who you are. It's just about knowing when to use it and when not to use it, not so caught up in it. And fearing the future, I'm just listening to spirit as we go through this whole thing. Fearing the future is probably the worst thing to fear. Because if you fear the future, and that's what soul readings are all about, and I was going to talk about soul readings and what I mean by a soul reading. Soul readings are a couple different things, and I didn't write enough notes on that, but let me have spirit tell you about soul readings. You know what? I channel. I'm going to go away for a couple. Oh, we got a caller, so I'll take the caller, and then I'll go away, and I'll let spirit talk to you about soul readings, my spirit guides. It is a group. It's not an individual spirit. It's not, and they use the name Bob because they don't want you to identify with any kind of religious aspects of it or potentiality, and it's just a matter of a nice generic name that's easy to remember. Yeah. I was channeling a bunch of different spirit names by different names. I thought Bob was cool because Bob doesn't kind of, not offensive. It may sound silly, but then, you know, spirit is really a lot of fun. They're really about feeling good, and they're really about laughter, and they're really about humor, and they're really about, you know, God is a God of love, not a God of anger. Okay? Or source energy. You know, where did all that good stuff come from? Where did the bad stuff come from? That's a whole different story, right? Where did all the bad stuff come from, right? So let me take a call. And then we'll get more into what soul, let spirit talk to you about soul readings and all that sort of thing. I'm winding down. I haven't done this in a while, so I'm kind of like, where am I going with this? Okay, so let me do this. I can take a call, and you can ask a question in the chat room, but I'll be with you in a minute. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? This is Susan.
It's not afternoon yet. I'm in California, so we're still in the morning. Where are you?
Oh, good morning.
Where are you?
I'm in Connecticut.
In the state of confusion, but that's okay. No, it's Connecticut's not the state of confusion. You guys are okay, aren't you? Is it cold there?
Yeah, we're okay. It's just rainy and cold.
No snow? What happened to all the snow?
No, rain. It didn't turn to snow. They said snow, sleet, freezing rain, but it's just raining.
Well, it can't snow next Sunday there because the it's playing the Patriots. Indianapolis is playing. I'm kind of a little bit of a football fan. I watch a good game. And so, yeah, they're playing in New England next Sunday in near Boston, right? Foxborough, wherever that is. I have no idea. I've never been there. So what's
That's
going on?
A couple
on
hours.
Really?
Yeah, not too far.
What's going on?
Boston.
What's going on, Susan? What's going on, Susan?
Yeah, I haven't spoke to you in so long.
You got a cold?
So as far as the soul reading goes, I kind of want to dig into the soul a little bit because I've recently had some really neat energy work. So I just kind of would like any information that can be given to me about stepping into this, I guess.
Well, explain yourself. I'm a little just a touch on the confused. So you're wanting to know about soul or energy work, and you want to know what your soul is saying about energy work, right?
Right, right.
Am I interpreting your question correctly? I don't know. I just want to make sure I get the right.
Yeah, along that line. Yeah, that's fine.
So. But where's the fear? That's the first thing I hear for you. Where's the fear in all this? If you had no fear, let me go back to this. Let me back up a little bit. If you had no fear, you would be jumping in like a belly flop in the pool, right? No fear, jumping in, boom, head first, boom, belly flop in the pool. I'm ready to go. No problem. I'm doing this right now. But if a little bit of fear is, I'm going to put one foot, it's a little cold. I don't want it to go in right away, you know? So where's the fear?
I have no idea. if there is fear.
So are you afraid? Okay, so we got fear covered. So your soul's trying to tell you you have to get past the fear, right? That's what I'm getting for you. Your soul's telling you, you have to let go. You have to turn it over to your higher self, to source, to God, to whatever it is. Turn it over. Because let me see if I can, you know, I get the word failure, like a fear of failure. I don't think it's a fear. We have basically two fears, and I've studied this in school, and a couple different fears. But one of the fears we have is a fear of failure. If I do this, nobody's going to accept me at the level I want to be accepted at.
Yeah.
That's a fear that people have. And that's a natural fear. It's a normal fear. I'm afraid if I do this that I won't, you know, won't be sick. But I hear for you.
But I really
don't worry
believe
about
in it. At the, and I believe
okay,
in it. It's like in my soul that I know it's the truth. Okay.
Well, let me make this statement because this is what I've been hearing for you. It's not about other people. It really isn't about anybody else. Now, of course, you want to be accepted, and of course, you want to help people. Yeah, all that. But you're really doing it for you. Bottom line, you're doing this for you because it feels good for you to do this, and you're passionate about it. And once you express the passion and what you believe in and how you feel about it, then you'll attract people. So you just have to kind of go with the concept. I'm doing this for me because it feels good. I love it. It's just something it is. Now, if nobody comes to me, I'm still doing this because – and I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not trying to make that prediction. But I'm really making the – if there's a prediction in this, as long as you're really passionate about what you do and you feel really good about it – because it's, I get the sense that when you do get to use your gift, and which you've developed and worked with, that people appreciate it, right?
Right.
So yeah. you're not spinning your wheels as to I can do this, and people walk away going, yeah, it was okay, but you know, let me go find somebody else. That's a really depressing thought. Let me go find
people
somebody
actually,
else. That
some people actually respond to it very good. The only one that doesn't is my brother, but my sister
But skeptical people will always be that way. See, you have to go in with – see, healing is really – it really is about self-healing, and you as a healer, what you're doing for people is opening up the channels for them to heal themselves, okay? But you know, that's why great healers work, because they see other people being healed and they go, oh, wow, it works. Look, wow, I can heal. If they can heal, I can heal. Okay? That's why testimonials are really important. If for a healer, testimonials are really important, because people have to – they have to buy into the fact that I can heal. If you get with skeptical people, like, this would never work for me. Well, it won't. They've just shut off their energy field from healing, right? Your brother is too close to you, and he's kind of skeptical at some level. Yeah, my sister. Yeah, sure, she could heal. Blah blah. Yeah, right. Okay, it's my sister. You know, it's like Jesus. You know, those who were close to him didn't accept him. We saw this kid grow up, and who does he think he is? Kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So you need strangers, right? You really need strangers. You need testimonials.
Oh yeah,
because
they respond so much better.
See, that's what I mean. They're not skeptical. They don't have a built-in prejudice against you.
Right.
Okay, got it? So just believe in yourself. Just do it because you love to do it. And you'll do really, really well. And get testimonials that I hear for you. Get testimonials of how it worked, right?
Okay.
Even the great – have you heard of John of God?
No.
Oh, he's in Brazil, and he does really marvelous healings. But it – you know, and once again, I don't, and from what Spirit would tell me, people just really believe in him, and he has this energy flow that it's like his energy and what he gives off to people and the healing that he does, it's like he opens people up to their ability to heal.
And that's like Rocco. He does his gaze, and it's the same effect.
Yeah, it opens people up to healing because they – It's called trust. They trust the process they will heal.
I need to trust more, maybe. Maybe it's a trust that I know it.
But
I know it's true, but do I trust it?
let me back up a little bit. It's not only you have to trust you, because you've seen it work for you to help people, right?
Yep.
But you have to, you have to evoke trust in other people. And that's where, and on your part, that's where a little bit of confidence comes into play, a belief in yourself. Or it is trust in yourself, but it's a belief in yourself. It's like an assumption when you go in that you're going to heal.
Okay.
You're going to
heal.
It's like, I know you're going to heal. You have to build in within them trust that you know what you're doing, and you're going to heal. It's a given fact. It's done. You know, it's done. It's complete. It's a knowing. You're going to heal, right? You're just going to heal. It's absolutely true. You're going to heal. You can go in doubting whether they're going to heal or not.
No.
Because once they buy into their own healing, then it's a done deal.
Yeah, they're allowing it, yeah.
Yeah, it's allowing, yep. Because we do heal ourselves, okay?
Yeah.
I've read a lot about the placebo effect and all that sort of thing. And yeah, we're self-healers. We just have to give ourselves permission to heal, and that's what you help people to do, is give themselves permission to heal. So you have to have confidence. You have to believe in yourself. It is about you, and then, boom, it's done.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, like those faith healers that get up on the stage and they whack people in the forehead?
Oh, yeah. What you mean?
Yeah, but have you ever seen a faith healer that didn't believe in himself or herself? That wasn't so confident in belief that, this is going to work. The Holy Spirit's flowing through me, and I'm going to heal you. And you're going to be healed, and trust that the Spirit's going to be with us. And
you're
going to
walk again.
People go, whoa. Yeah, because they really believe in what they're doing. And the people start to believe in what they're doing, and it works. So believe in yourself. Really believe in yourself.
Okay.
Got it? Go for it.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
And avoid your family. They're just like a bunch of Debbie Downers, right?
Definitely.
Okay, take care. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sun's in my eyes again. Oh, this is about the time of the day. The sun comes right into my eyes from... I like to keep my window open, the screen open. I'm back. I closed the screen a little bit. Okay, I got somebody in the chat where they wanted to know. Give me any advice about... to do about my friend Dave. Oh, I won't mention a name. Ah, wow. That's a heavy question. What can you do? Okay, the first thing I hear. Now, this is going to seem very general and not very specific, but I think what Spirit's trying to say to you is just send love. Just send love. Do loving. And I'm also hearing... whatever you can do in this situation with somebody who is seriously ill, just to make them feel a little bit better. Treat them not as sick people, but treat them as humans. I'm trying to see what Spirit has to say. Treat them as humans. Don't get all, weepy. As much as you can. Now, that's not easy when you got somebody that you love that's going through something. But you got to try to evoke some humor. Got to make them comfortable. Send love. Send inspiring or inspirational thoughts without getting too maudlin about that, because people respond to love, and our natural tendency is to want to laugh and to feel good. We really do want to feel good on an emotional level. So if you're going to raise the emotional level to feel a little bit better, and don't give them false hope and say, you can believe in miracles, and I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles every day. If you want the person to believe in miracles, then you let them read about miracles that take place, spontaneous healings. And I know this is a tough one. It probably, and I'm not trying to say they're going to heal. That's not my purpose here. But all you can do is send love and send warmth and send some kind of energy, positive energy, a little laughter, a little humor. If you ever saw the movie with Robin Williams about Patch Adams, when he dealt with terminal children, it was all about humor. It was all about making them feel better. It was all about using humor, put a little red ball on your nose, whatever it takes, just to make them feel a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more humorous in the situation. Okay? That's what I hear. And I know that seems really general, but it's really important if you're going through stuff. if somebody just shows you appreciation and shares, yeah, you can listen, but you don't, you know, what I'm hearing too is like, don't, if you're going to listen to somebody, don't get in the whiny kind of mode with them. Allow them whine and complain. Change the subject to something positive, something they love to do. Let them talk about what they love. Talk about memories that feel good, about things that they love to do in their lives. Don't get into, oh, I never got to do this, I never got to do that. No, it's about things that they got to do and appreciate and things they love and just like that. Okay, that's the best thing I can say. Let me take a call. That's a challenge. Your challenge. But if you just keep it light, talk about things that are feel good. Talk about love. Talk about, I'm gonna leave it alone. Okay, let me take another caller. Let's see what else we got going on today. I'm having fun. Now, thank you. I really appreciate being back. I was talking about soul readings, what your soul wants you to know about you. Oh, I'm into this new hobby, and I got a call, and I'll be with you. It's an 856 number. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me just talk to you about biscuits. As I said, I've been watching all these movies about cooking, and The Chef is a great movie. If you've ever seen it, The Chef, I don't remember who's in it now, but where I also saw The 100-Foot Journey, and it was about cooking. And again, wow, I'm inspired to want to cook healthy, veganish type food. I eat fish and I eat some eggs, but so pretty much organically, no dairy kind of foods. But I'm making biscuits. That's my first adventure. I'm going to get into baking first and then some other stuff, make some really healthy baking goods. And a doctor talked about me about low sodium and sugar and all that stuff. So trying to make it really healthy but fun at the same time foods, right? That's why I'm getting into this kind of healthy baking kind of thing. Okay, so that's my new project. My new hobby is cooking. Love to cook. I mean, not only just baking stuff. I use a lot of spices and a lot of herbs. And, you know, I try to not use salt, but use other things that kind of bring out the tastes in the food and try all these different kind of fun recipes. So anybody have any fun recipes for me? And a vegan, more of a vegan, but I use fish and I use eggs a little bit. And I try to stay away from dairy. Yep. I found some really cool non-dairy butter. If you use that word. It's like milk. Non-dairy milk. What's the concept, right? Okay, let me take a call. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a name?
Rosemaria.
No names. I'm not allowed. I haven't had a name in a long time. You ever change your name? You ever want to change your name? I don't know why I said that.
People do it anyway, okay. On me, so.
Oh, they do? How cool is that? No, so what's going on today in this beautiful Monday? It must be afternoon because you're a 856 number. I have no idea where part of the world that
not
is.
Not much.
What part of the world are you?
Manifesting in New Jersey.
New Jersey. I went there a long time ago. That's like way before The Sopranos. Long time before The Sopranos. So what are you manifesting? What do you want to manifest in your life?
Everything. Working, relationship, everything. I know there's a lot of changes going on around me, so whatever.
What's most important?
Everything. Everything.
No, you can't. You can't have everything, dear. You can't have everything. I'm teasing. Okay, so you're staying out of problem, right? You're focusing away from problem, correct? You got your list, and you turned it over to the universe, or God, or however, source. And I like source, because source means it's the source of all good, source of everything we ever need. And as my motto is, you live in the moment, and you try to find things that feel good in the moment, and you take all your problems and put them on a list and hand them to God and say, okay, you take care of this. I'm just going to have some fun.
Right.
Now, that's not an easy thing for people to do. Absolutely not. It's probably the most difficult thing to do is to stay out of problem. Do you agree with that?
True.
Because your ego is going, but you got to survive and you got to have this and you got to have that. And, panic time, right? So so just stay busy doing things that feel good. And appreciate the beautiful things in your life, and you'll get more of it. Absolutely, why not? It's a why not. For you, it's why not. Do you know what I mean by why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you ever put limits on yourself and what you can get?
Because not happening fast enough for me.
Well, okay, well, let's back up on that. That's an important thing, and I only got a few more minutes, but let's see if we can get through this really quickly. You know, I learned a long time ago, and Spirit would emphasize this to you, that you can't control time, can you? And you can't necessarily control events and the sequence of events, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We have absolutely no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You can plan, you can have ideas, but you never know. So the idea is let the universe arrange the time and you stay out of time. Avoid time. Because when you think about, oh, it's not happening fast enough, that puts out of this negative energy, doesn't it? It's like you're whining to the universe, you guys are not quick enough for me, I need it now, right?
Right.
So wouldn't it be easier just to say, okay, God, I want this, and you know it's important for me to have this, and I know you want to give it to me. I'm going to give the time and how to you, and I'm just going to enjoy my life right now. And the more I enjoy my life right now, the faster it'll come with me. Try that. Okay, here's a little test. I've been reading this book by this lady named Pam Grout, E squared and E cubed. And if you ever get to the channel, Pam Grout, like in Grout, that you put in the Grout, a great book, E squared. And there's little exercises in it. And one of the exercises I thought was really good is, and this is a little test thing. Say to the universe, show me in 72 hours I'm on the right track. In 72 hours, bring to me that shows me I'm on the right track of getting what I want. So you give a little time frame to the universe. Say 72 hours, which is that 3 days? Yeah. It's within 3 days, something's going to happen in my life that's going to show me I'm on the right path and I'm getting what I want. So try that today. Start the clock on 72 hours. As soon as you get off the air, say to the universe, bring me something within 72 hours that shows me I'm on the right path and I'm starting to get what I want.
Cool.
We'll challenge the universe. Try it.
Cool.
And then just get out of the way and then it's all about, oh, wow, it's a surprise. Woo. Be open for miracles and surprises at that point. Don't start thinking about, oh, well, you got 12 hours left, God. Okay?
Okay, got it. Cool.
Go for it. Okay? Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, we've used a perfectly good hour. That's kind of fun. Thank you. I really appreciate being back. I miss my radio. You know, sometimes you kind of get into this mode of making biscuits, right? Yeah. I'm just going to make biscuits for the rest of my life. I've enjoyed this. Now, once again, the challenge is, anybody have any great recipes? Okay. Any great kind of anything that I can twist more into a vegan kind of recipe. You give me a recipe for lamb, that ain't going to help because, well, I could turn that into probably soy or fish or something. But fish, you know, you have to make the sauce that's kind of cool for fish. But I'm watching the Cooking Channel, some cool recipes, and I'm thinking, yeah, I could convert that. I could change that a little bit. I can twist it. I can take some of the stuff out of there that's not very healthy. I can take the bucket of salt that they put into that and change it. So I have a minute and a half. Now, let's go and let Spirit talk to you. And tomorrow, I will be back tomorrow. We'll do something very similar. I don't know what I'll say tomorrow. Don't know what Spirit, you know. But I will channel Bob tomorrow for sure. Go let Spirit talk to you a little bit more. And about fear and how fear came into the world. And also about your soul, how to read your soul, how to connect. There's a great Abraham quote, and I'll use it tomorrow, that talks a little bit about really good things happen to you when you connect to your source or your soul. And we'll talk more about connecting to your soul. I'll try to remind me if I forget. We'll talk more about connecting with your soul, connecting with your higher self, or your term you want to use there, and how from that process, the Spirit would say that your soul is a happy place. It's being in a happy place. Your soul is happy. Your soul is joyful. Your soul is playful. Your soul is curious. Your soul is always wanting to open up new things, new things, new things. Give me new stuff. Give me new experiences. Give me new this, new that. So connecting to your soul is opening up that inquisitive being who you are. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Thank you for listening. We've got about 20 seconds left. Appreciate the callers. thank you for not asking for specific, when's this going to happen, but more about how can it happen. And I will be back same time tomorrow. Never know. Yeah, right? God willing and the creek don't rise kind of thing. Bye now. Love you guys. Bye.